We got to get moving here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to Brett Shabadoo. God, I talk like you golf. It's terrible.
Oh, God.
Your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Trim Team 6. Snip, snip, y'all. Seriously, if you want to, you got that sweet harvest and you want to actually have a great trim job done, don't do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Let the experts at Trim Team 6 do it for you. Find them online, trimteam6.com. Also on Facebook, they're going to get you taken care of. Snip, snip.
Snip, snip.
Your dumb vocabulary for today.
Oh, at least I'm prepared when I golf.
Oh, good for you. Good
at
for you.
At least I'm prepped.
Let's do toilet stamp.
Huh.
Toilet stamp.
Is it a boy or a girl?
What? This is unisex. Toilet stamp.
Unisex, all right. Toilet stamp. I mean, is it the ace print that's still there when you get up and
on your buttocks?
You need a shower. Yeah.
You're on the right track with a print, but not on the buttocks.
Not from the buttocks?
No, it's not on the buttocks. The print isn't on the buttocks.
It's on the seat. That's what I'm talking about. The greasy
print. Oh, no. No, toilet stamp. It's the red mark left on someone's face after passing out on the toilet.
Oh, jeez, dude.
You know, even though my dear sweet mother is listening, there is a photo of me floating around somewhere from college, and we were playing Edward 40 Hands. Again, children, do as I say, not as I do. And there's a photo of me literally face on the toilet, hugging that thing with two empty 40 ounces duct taped to my hands. And then my hair all spiked up because it's when I had my long college hair. And the girls that were at the, like a couple of the girls, like just got a bunch of like, you know, what's that old L.A., that L.A. hair gel? Remember that stuff?
Oh, yeah, L.A. Styles.
L.A. Styles. So literally I'm passed out with like, you know, like Beekner hair, you know, me. Passed out on a toilet. I had a toilet stamp that next morning for sure. For sure.
Can I call you wimpy pukers out there, for God's sakes? You know what? It's your body making you feel better.
Yeah.
Everybody's always passing out on the toilet. Like every hygiene, like you're a germaphobe.
Yeah.
Like, you know what kind of mind frame you have to be in to have your face on the toilet seat?
Snookered. All right. That's the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go.
Sometimes people puke, dude, and they're out for like 3 days. I'm like, dude, you puked. You're fine.
I always feel better after I call some dinosaurs.
Exactly.
I'll wear that toilet stamp as a badge of pride. Be like, look, I took care of business, man. I don't care what you say.
This is how good I feel right now.
Literally fantastic. Give me another beer. Tape another 40 to my hand. I'm ready to go. Ready to go. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Trim Team 6. We'll be back.
More rock is next.